In this room of 1,500 people, Pat Postel stands out. She sits toward the middle, her head high, with a warm smile. She looks pretty fabulous.
And it's Sunday, and I think people should go back to the etiquette of dressing up on Sundays. And we're going to a dinner, and I'm supporting Hillary, who is my peer, so I just felt that I should dress up.
Postel wears a fur-brimmed hat, red lipstick, and a coat embroidered with big red and black roses.
You know, it has mother of pearl and flowers on it, and it looks very great for the holidays, so it's my holiday outfit.
Postel used to be a flight attendant. These days, she's lead volunteer for the Hillary campaign in her town of West Ossipee. The Jefferson-Jackson dinner is a chance for Democrats like Postel to come out and share rallying cries. The tradition goes back nearly 100 years. Tonight, blue jeans and t-shirts outnumber gowns and suits. But what Postel's getting at, dressing to the nines like this, she says, isn't about money. It's about honoring a tradition of dignified civic conversation.
Appearance, I mean, what's in your heart is very important. But I think if you can attract someone by the way you look, then you can tell them what's in your heart or what you're interested in. We have to take part in that. So I dressed up and came out for the occasion.
Across the room, Mike DiTomaso seems to have the same idea. He wears a fitted heather gray suit and fedora with a purple tie and matching pocket handkerchief. He's 25 and supports Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I'm out here because I finally, you know, have a candidate who really speaks to me in a way that it has me not only interested but enthusiastic.
DiTomaso got his ticket from the Sanders campaign office. They had some extra tickets for volunteers. And he says he's been making a point of talking to people who support all three candidates tonight. A gathering like this, he says, is his chance to get to know his community of fellow Democrats, regardless of who they're supporting.
I don't think really most of the people in this room are going to be swayed today, right? People are here to support someone, more likely than not. But I think this sort of event is important because, you know, it's like everyone in this room is going to be on the same side, you know, in 6 months. And so it's important that that community be strong, that regardless of who ends up on the ticket, you know, we say, listen, you know, we all kind of want pretty similar things. And the only way to achieve that is going to be through unity.
DiTomaso takes his seat next to an older guy who tells him he's not sure who he's supporting yet. DiTomaso leans in, listening to his neighbor, even as the lights dim and the program gets started. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.